Voting in the November 3rd general election is likely to begin in Massachusetts next week. Massachusetts voters who applied for a mail-in ballot should receive it soon. Secretary of State Bill Galvin, the state's top election official, predicts the number of people voting in this election will surpass 2016, when a record 3.3 million ballots were cast. In addition to voting by mail, there will be 14 days of in-person early voting starting October 17th. For more on how voting by mail will work in Massachusetts for the election, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola Lopez.
I would say late next week, as we haven't received the ballots yet from the Secretary of State's office, but in speaking to kind of our sister cities and towns, they are slowly receiving the ballots. So as soon as we get them from the Secretary of State, we will be mailing out the vote-by-mail ballots as well.
How many mail ballots are you expecting this year?
I would say easily over 17,000 at this point. The last report that we pulled was in the low 17,000, so 17,300 or so.
Now, it's not too late to request a mail ballot, is that right?
No. We recommend that people request them as soon as possible, but every voter has up until October 28th to request a ballot.
And if you've requested a ballot, how long should you wait to get it in the mail before you start to be concerned that maybe it's not going to show up?
I would say if you haven't received it by that second full week in October, so if you haven't received your ballot, I'm looking at a calendar right now, you know, by October 9th, we're fully staffed to get those calls so we can let people know, yes, we've mailed it out. We can look in our system. But if you haven't received it by October 9th, give us a call.
And there's also a website that the Secretary of the Commonwealth operates where you can go and check on the status of your ballot, right, if you have requested one by mail.
Correct. That many people use that site, and if they can't find the information that they need there or if they want further clarification, they've been calling or emailing us here directly at the city.
And once people have their mail-in ballot at hand, what is your advice to them about how swiftly they should fill it out and get it back?
I would say, given the fact that the Secretary of State's office has already sent out the red books, and those red books have detailed information on the two ballot questions, if they know what candidates that they are choosing, fill it out as soon as you can and either mail it to us. We have a ballot drop box here at City Hall where they can actually put it in. We're checking it periodically. And they can also hand it to the greeters that are in the rear of the building, and they're running those ballots to us as well.
Are you planning to put drop box locations anywhere else other than the one at City Hall?
No, we're keeping the one at City Hall as our central location. Just kind of for ease of use, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's secure. I myself am the only person that has a key to it, and it's also under 24-hour video surveillance at the back of the building. I think there's been some concerns by people just, you know, dropping off a ballot to a box, so we wanted to make sure it was one location and it's very secure.
And what is what's the deadline for returning your mail-in ballot to assure that your vote gets counted?
So if you're returning it in person or to the drop box, you should be returning it by election day at 8 p.m. So that's the actual day of the election. You have until 8 p.m. to get it to us on November 3rd. And if you are mailing it in, as long as it's postmarked by Election Day and we receive it here by the 6th of November at 5 p.m., then your ballot will be counted.
The Boston Globe reported this week that data they obtained from the Secretary of State's office showed that about 18,000 ballots that were sent in for the September 1st primary were rejected. It's about 2% of the mail-in votes that were cast. Do you have figures in Springfield on how many ballots were rejected?
Some of the reasons why the ballots get rejected would be for missing inner envelope. So the ballots have to be placed in an envelope and then signed. If you don't sign that envelope, there's a possibility your ballot will be rejected. If it's sent to us within enough time, then we can send the voter a second ballot for them to vote on. And then, of course, if it's received late, then the ballot will be rejected. And of the over 10,000 ballots that were cast in Springfield, we had approximately 315 that were received late and so had to be rejected for that. And then another about 200 miscellaneous for miscellaneous reasons, missing inner envelope, missing signature.
So I can't do the math that fast in my head, but that's a very low percentage, obviously, of ballots that were rejected. But still, we want the goal for everybody's vote to count. What's the takeaway here? What do people need to do?
A few things, right? So as soon as you get your ballot, we include two sets of ballot instructions, one that we print here locally in Springfield in Spanish and English, another set that is sent by the Secretary of State's office. It's also in Spanish and English. And it's just take your time, read that, and it really details how to vote the ballot, which is honestly just you vote the ballot, you put it in the yellow inner envelope, sign that envelope, and return it to the election office by the deadlines that are spelled out. As long as you do those three things, your ballot will get counted. Again, a missing signature will reject the ballot. If it's missing the inner envelope, the ballot gets rejected. And if it's received late, the ballot will be rejected. So the sooner you vote and get it to us, if there's any issues with the ballot, we are able to call the voters. I went so far as last election when some people were returning them very close to that deadline but were missing certain things or may have been missing a signature. Myself and some of my staff would actually go and hand deliver a second ballot because we knew that their intention was there. Some of the places that are further out, like Indian Orchard, we knew that they may not get the ballot back to us in time if we mailed it to them and they had to mail it back to us. So we really want to make sure that voters understand getting your ballot to us as soon as you can is probably the key in making sure that it gets counted properly. And if there are any issues, we can address them right away.